Hello. The only safe space for conservatives and Republicans is the closet. Too many people don't understand the conservative view of the world, and therefore treat conservatives as unworthy of attention or friendship. Therefore, those holding conservative views are afraid to share their thoughts and opinions. Conservatives believe that our society should be a positive influence on our communities, our nation, and the world. Conservatives care deeply about America and those suffering in other countries, but their ideas to create a better world for everyone are ignored or misrepresented. An executive is fired because he states a belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. A woman athlete is attacked because she states a belief that it is unfair for biological men, identifying as women, to compete against biological women in athletic events. These two individuals, and many like them, find their views portrayed as unacceptable, even evil, and apologies are demanded while careers are destroyed. Is it any wonder that others are afraid to share their conservative views? Conservatives are well aware of how they are judged. They see it happening around them on a daily basis. A close friend of mine had two very good friends, a gay man and a lesbian woman. They did everything together, but then during a conversation, she shared some conservative opinions on a sensitive subject. That ended the friendship. They couldn't be friends with someone expressing conservative views. My conservative friend had no problem with their lifestyles, but they quickly decided she was unworthy of their friendship. Recently, I noticed a beautiful red pickup with two American flags flying off the back. I thought, how great to show support for America during this election season. The next day, the pickup was parked across the street, but the flags were gone. I approached the truck and asked the 16-year-old boy sitting there, "Is this the truck that was flying the American flags yesterday?" The kid just nodded his head and looked sideways at me, like he was afraid of my response. I said, "I love seeing those flags. See my house?" I pointed at it. "With a flag on my porch? Why did you stop flying yours?" Then the story came flowing out. When others in our spiritual community saw the flags, they called him racist, redneck, white supremacist. He was devastated. I don't blame him for taking the flags down. It's real hard for anyone to handle that vicious of an attack. But for a teenager who believed people, especially in our community, were basically good and caring, it's especially difficult. My wife also had a couple of friends tell her that they had a problem with her supporting Trump and didn't want to be close friends any longer. I can't share my political opinions with my brother or my son. Both unfriended me from Facebook. I responded to a progressive post in our community's online bulletin board and was attacked as an ignorant Trump supporter. Worse, one woman asked that I be removed from the community bulletin board because my beliefs didn't support the peace and harmony of the community. I attended the Republican caucus this year. At the breakout session, I met a woman who lived near me. We had a great discussion, but as the caucus was breaking up, she said, "Please don't tell anyone that you met me here. I don't want to lose my friends." The most egregious instance that I am personally aware of involved a close associate of mine, a gay Muslim living in a committed relationship. As an executive in a progressive-minded company, he was fired when work associates discovered that he had voted for Trump. In this and other career positions, he was never discriminated against for being a Muslim or a gay. But supporting Trump was something his progressive associates could not handle. It threatened them too much. The vast majority of people that act badly against those that have opposing views are really good people at heart. The problem, they have been seduced by the progressive movement, and they have been told that those opposed to progressive beliefs are only interested in power, don't care about people's needs, and want to destroy the environment for profit. Even committed Democrats can't voice opposing views. Just ask Tulsi Gabbard, Alan Dershowitz, or Marianne Williamson. Basically, alternative views are portrayed as sacrilege and must not be allowed a voice. These good people are given permission by those in charge to treat conservatives badly in any and every way possible. This is exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. Jews were portrayed as evil people, the cause of all the problems in the world. The Nazis gave good people, friends and associates of the Jews living in their communities, permission to destroy their neighbors' lives and conscript their belongings, homes, and businesses. This was judged okay because the Jews' wealth was stolen from the people. It's a sad situation, but it appears that all we need is an official excuse to act badly. Our society will not survive if those with opposing views are treated as pariahs. We have advanced. We understand there is very little difference between the races. Racism is pretty much a thing of the past, except for those who use it as a weapon to defeat their enemies. But we have regressed in our ability to have intelligent, reasonable conversations with those who challenge our beliefs. I believe this regression is the result of the progressive movement, which is unable to accept the fact that there are other opinions, important ideas, and concepts necessary for a society to succeed. Thank you.